NerdErotic.com.
Now that the fear has died down on Game of Thrones Season 8, leave it to George R. R. Martin to fan the flames by accusing the entire internet, fans, and in turn Game of Thrones fans, of being toxic. And of course the access media is going to run with this narrative because they love it too, just as much as the creatives. Now, if you've listened to any of my videos, you know there's no such thing as toxic fandom. There's just fandom. Anytime a group of people get together to talk about a movie that sucked or one they liked, they'll end up talking shit in some way or another. That's fandom. It's just amplified now. And again, I am stating the obvious here on YouTube. Unsolicited advice for George, all of Hollywood, all of the access media, and even Silicon Valley, and I'll throw in the BBC too. Stop attacking fans. I know to talentless hacks like Alex Kurtzman and Rian Johnson, a 50-50 split in the fan base is good, and honestly, with them, it probably is. But you know better, George. With your generalized statement, you risk offending potential buyers of your 5 Game of Thrones prequels, your 17 wildcard books, the friend you're helping getting an HBO show, the game you're developing, everything you're doing except writing Winds of Winter. And what kind of a fan do you think you actually attract? This coming from the man who wrote A Storm of Swords, chapters 47 through 50, The Red Wedding, of course. This coming from the man who created the origin and character of Ramsay Bolton. This coming from the man who created the character Vargo Hoat. I could go on forever, but I think you're picking up what I'm putting down. You're not attracting a Disney fairy tale fan, and certainly some of fandom is toxic. There are elements. There are salty comments. But to use a blanket generalized term on all of fandom is something I will be here to retort every time, because it's just fandom. And in this article, he equates the old days. It sounds a little bit like get off my lawn, like the old 60s fanzine culture was so much nicer than current internet culture. Well, I've read some of those fanzines. I've read some of those comics, Zap comics in particular. Again, it depends on what your definition of toxicity is. You certainly couldn't write any of those Zap comics today. And if anybody's seen the R. Crumb documentary and saw what his brother was about, it goes beyond toxic right into completely creepy. But I digress. I understand why George is upset. Season 8 was a complete disaster, and maybe some of this stuff is just coming out sideways because he can't publicly say anything. I completely understand. But let's go into this article and let's see if this is just the access media fanning the flames or George fanning the flames. George R.R. Martin says, "Internet fan culture has spiraled into madness." Game of Thrones creator George R.R. Martin thinks the internet has changed the ways fans express themselves, and what they have to say can sometimes be toxic. That's a little editing by the author of this article, Anita Bennett, and we will get to that in a moment. The author of A Song of Ice and Fire book series on which HBO's Game of Thrones was based addressed Fan Culture Friday on film critic Leonard Maltin's A Good Film Critic, Maltin on Movies podcast. Again, I'd like to point out that this is a great example of the access media rewording something to protect creatives to maintain their access. Martin and Maltin both got their start writing fanzines in the pre-internet era. The two discussed how the internet has gotten fans a bigger voice, although Martin said,
"And now, of course, the internet has, taken that to up several orders of magnitude, and now, you can tweet and Facebook. But I don't know if it's an improvement. The internet is toxic in a way that the old fanzine culture and the fandoms, the comic fandom and science fiction fandom of those days was not."
Now, he's obviously talking about the 60s, so this predates me. But I go back to hanging out in comic shops in the late 70s, all through the 80s, the 90s, owned one in the early 2000s for 10 years, like many of you know, and it's exactly like the internet is. Anytime you have a group of people gathered, they talk shit. That is the internet. That is fandom. Nothing has changed. But this is a creative perspective, and they actually get into that.
I mean, there were disagreements, there were feuds, but nothing like the sort of madness that you see on
the internet. It would take effort. The internet requires no effort. If you want to be angry, you just go, ah, and it echoes. With those, you'd have to write a letter, an angry letter.
And you'd have to attach your name to it.
But that's it, yeah.
Ah, yes, indeed.
It,
yeah.
It did not empower anonymity, you know, the coward's mean of discourse.
I don't entirely disagree with him when it comes to the anonymous commenter coming in and sniping at you and leaving, but I generally just read it, don't take it personally, and move on. And it sounds like George is starting to take stuff personal because of the crap he's gotten with Wins a Winner, and that is his own fault. He has been very publicly distracted, going to conventions, starting 5 Game of Thrones prequels, writing a whole other history book that nobody asked for, and then asking us to spend more money. And it was obviously put out to placate us until Winds of Winter supposedly comes out. And when is A Dream of Spring going to come out? Probably never. He's already left hints of that. With this Newsweek article from about a year ago, George R.R. Martin answers, George R.R. Martin will never finish A Song of Ice and Fire complaints. He's unafraid to leave A Dream of Spring incomplete. First off, I don't think fanzines were the early form of the internet. I don't think people really connected through fanzines. I think they were more the early form of access media. The early form of the internet is where people gathered: comic cons, TV parties, comic shops, anything prior to the forums. And I'm sure George would love all of us fans to just sit on our hands and wait patiently while he goes through his creative process of blogging about the Giants draft and helping a friend create a show for HBO and starting another video game and another 6 wildcard books. Martin and Game of Thrones showrunner D.B. Weiss and David Benioff got a glimpse of those modern day disagreements during the show's 8th and final season. Now, there are some battles going on in fandom right now with Star Wars, Star Trek, Doctor Who, Marvel Comics, but they are very different to what is going on with Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones is completely narrative-based. Passionate fans criticized the writing and the ending of the series, which some said felt rushed. Well, I would edit that. That should say most said. I would say a vast majority of the fans said it felt rushed, even the ones who kinda liked it. Well, the creatives got really offended by what was really just an outlet for the fans. Nobody really expected the show to get remade, but if HBO had considered it, they would just make a lot more money, and some of these creatives would have a chance to redeem themselves. Right now, it is at 1,655,415 signatures. That is impressive. That's not going to happen, obviously, but here's the hook. But there are several spin-offs in the works. So, after we call you toxic fans, would you please stay subscribed to HBO and buy my future books and buy all my wildcard books? Hell no! Unfortunately, Martin said in the interview, he doubts they'll be as popular as the original series. Yeah, you think? After you didn't land the mothership, after you didn't land the original series that these are going to spawn out of, you think people are going to be chomping at the bit to get more? Well, they would be if you had written a good ending, or even written a book, landed a book in the last 5 years that was actually the main part of the story, and we might have a different outcome. The fans are nothing but a reaction to what they are given. And if you write something poorly, they will react poorly. You love those accolades, but all of a sudden we're toxic when we simply don't like your show. And again, the situation with Game of Thrones is much different than the situation with, say, Captain Marvel in the MCU and Doctor Who and Star Trek. The scale of Game of Thrones success has reaching all over the world and invading the culture to such an extent, it's not something anyone could ever anticipate. Not something I expect to ever experience again, Martin said. He went on to call the popularity of Game of Thrones a little surreal. Nobody will argue with him there. It is baked into the DNA of pop culture right now, and the Game of Thrones conversation eclipsed the Avengers Endgame conversation. Why? Because it was controversial. Avengers Endgame arguably ended in a very satisfying way. Game of Thrones did not, and there is no arguing it. They completely lost the narrative. Dan and Dave were completely checked out, or they were caught up in the spectacle and they just forgot to tell a good story. Hell, they forgot to use dialogue in the last episode. It was a complete disaster, and people were pissed because they spent their time and money invested in this. Now, George, you love the accolades. All of these creatives love the accolades, but they love to also call us man babies and toxic fans when the creatives are the ones who require 24/7 ass kissing by all of their assistants, the producers, and the fandom, and it's just not going to be like that anymore. So if you are a creative or a future creative out there looking to get into it, you better learn how to deal with the internet and internet culture, because it's not going away and it's not all toxic. You know, if you treat us with respect, we treat you with respect. Seth MacFarlane is a shining example of somebody who knows how to interact with fans, and pretty much everybody at the Orville knows how to interact with fans. George, you are my favorite living author, but if you want me to consider resubscribing to HBO and checking out 5 more prequels, or possibly checking out 5 more wildcard books, or looking into a game you've developed, I want you to consider this. Look at Marvel Comics. Their sales have hit rock bottom. Look at Star Wars Galaxy's Edge with a lower than expected turnout just a month after it opened. Look at the movie theaters when it's not an MCU film. They are empty, and you might want to consider that it's the treatment of the fans by Hollywood recently that might be at the core of the problem. Of course, you are free to say what you like, but if it were me, I would consider taking the high road and not throwing out the blanket toxic fan term, because all it does is offend people you didn't intend to. Everybody have a great day. Hopefully he will finish the book, and may the free folk sing songs of your greatness.
NerdErotic.com. Please subscribe.